This year, more than 3,100 companies flocked to the Consumer Electronics Show to hawk their wares. Thousands of products are launched at the show, and many fail, possibly most. Lots of small companies established just for this show will not be back next year. But as NPR's Steve Henn reports, their hustle is infectious, and some of them become tech stars.
Before I came out to Vegas for this year's show, a friend of mine told me about this tiny little company that had a new way of waterproofing gadgets. It was this great little story no one else would have. But then my friend spaced, took ages to get back to me with the company's name. By the time I made my way into HZO's booth, this little company had become a media sensation.
Have you ever lost an iPhone in the commode?
I admit I have.
You have? Okay, yes. Well, here we go. Watch this. This is a product that may be coming out soon.
Good Morning America recorded that spot at 2:45 in the morning on Monday. It ran the day before the show even started.
It's fantastic for us. We've had such an outpouring of interest.
Those 22 seconds of TV time were like rocket fuel for Paul Clayton's little company. By Tuesday morning, every major electronics manufacturer was talking to him. By Thursday, a Google search for HZO and the Consumer Electronics Show turned up 199,000 hits.
CES is really a launching pad.
Jason Oxman's with the show's host, the Consumer Electronics Association. He says each year something like 20,000 new products debut at the show. 20,000. But with so many new products, not everything could be a hit. What is that?
Pleo-RB.
Pleo-RB. And how much do they cost?
$469.
$469 for a plastic dinosaur robot?
Well, actually, it's like a real pet with a Poo Poo and Wee Wee.
That's right, a real pet. Poo Poo and Wee Wee not included.
Among those 20,000 products, there are a lot of them that aren't going to make it. There's no question about that.
Jason Oxman at the Consumer Electronics Association wouldn't answer my next question, but it's one of my favorites, so I asked Bill Bain out on the show floor instead. So what's the worst thing you've seen?
Probably 8 million versions of iPhone 4 cases.
But there was this one guy who was undaunted. He's completely convinced that what the world really needs is just one more special iPhone case.
I launched a Kickstarter video yesterday. I'm David Barnett. I'm a philosophy professor at University of Colorado. And I invented a new cell phone case right here.
Barnett's business plan is to raise cash on the online site Kickstarter and then start manufacturing his special case. He spells it all out in this video.
And while I don't know much about making Kickstarter videos, I do like to dance.
Hit it.
Barnett didn't even have a booth, but there he was, cruising up and down the aisles with a prototype in one hand and a pile of business cards in the other. And yes, he really is a philosophy professor. You know, it informs this work.
Prototype, rejection, start again. So it was the Hegelian cycle.
And if Barnett's little business doesn't pan out, he'll survive. He's got tenure. But actually, his case is pretty cool. Steve Henn, NPR News, Las Vegas.